طيب، بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. مركز التوحيد بسيدني أستراليا بالاشتراك مع سلفي لكشرز أستراليا والإخوة بمكتبة الموحدين بالبحر الكاريبي. يسعدهم تقديم الشيخ العزيز خالد بن ضحوي الضفيري حفظه الله ورعاه في الاستمرار في دروس الأصول الستة للشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله. واليوم بإذن الله تعالى ندخل في الأصل الخامس، وهذا في 12 من محرم 1440 هجري الموافق 22 سبتمبر 2018 ميلادي يوم السبت. مركز التوحيد سيدني أستراليا in conjunction with Salafi Lectures Australia and Muhaddin Publications in the Caribbean are pleased to announce a continuation on the six foundations of Iman by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah with our beloved Sheikh Sheikh Khalid bin Dahwi al-Dhafiri hafidhahullah wa ra'ah. And that's on the 12th of Muharram 1440 Hijri, corresponding to the 22nd of September 2018 Miladi. And today inshallah we're going to continue with the fifth foundation bidnillahi ta'ala. Now فليتفضل مشكورا مأجورا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
عليكم السلام.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله على آله وصحبه ومن اتبع هداه، أما بعد، حياكم الله إخوتي مجددا في هذا المجلس، مجالس مدارسة الأصول الستة، شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى. نستعرض في بداية هذا الدرس ما مضى من الأصول سريعا، حيث بدأ الإمام رحمه الله ببيان مقدمة فيها أهمية هذه الأصول وكيف أن الله عز وجل وضحها بينها بيانا واضحا، ومع هذا يخطئ فيها كثير ممن هو من الأذكياء. ذكر الأصل الأول وجوب الإخلاص الدين لله عز وجل، بعد عن الشرك. ثم الأصل الثاني بيان وجوب الاجتماع والنهي عن التفرق. والأصل الثالث وهو تابع للأصل الثاني، وهو في السمع والطاعة لولاة الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن الخروج عليهم. ثم تكلمنا عن الأصل الرابع، وهو في بيان حقيقة العلم والعلماء والفقه والفقهاء، حتى لا يلتبسوا بغيرهم ممن يدعي العلم ويدعي أنه أهل للإفتاء وهو ليس كذلك. سندخل إن شاء الله في هذا الدرس في الأصل الخامس من الأصول الستة، وهو أصل لا شك أنه مهم في الفرق بين أولياء الله وأولياء الشيطان. نعم.
الشيخ حفظه الله started by saying Bismillah walhamdulillah wassalat wassalam ala rasulullah. He started actually by giving the salam to all of you. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. And then he continued by saying Bismillah walhamdulillah wassalat wassalam ala rasulullah wa ali wa sahbihi wa man taba'a huda. Dear brothers and sisters, hayyakum Allah all over again in this setting, the setting of studying the six foundations of Iman for Sheikh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah. And we go over the previous foundations, or the foundations that we went over already quickly, where the Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah started by explaining in his introduction the importance of these fundamentals and how that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have cleared it beyond any doubts and put it down to mankind. And along with this, so many people still make mistakes in these foundations, including those who are considered intellectual. And the first fundamental of that is the necessity of sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being far and away from shirk and polytheism. The second fundamental is the necessity of gathering, or the necessity of being together upon the pleasure of Allah and forbiddance of separation or division and so on. And the third foundation is to hear and obey to the leaders of the Muslims, and that is actually directly connected to the second foundation, as the Sheikh Hafidhahullah said, and being forbidden from going against the leaders of the Muslims. And the fourth foundation is to show the reality of knowledge and the scholars, and the reality of fiqh and the scholars of fiqh. So it would not be confused with those who claim to be upon knowledge and they're not from the people of knowledge. And the fifth foundation today from these six foundations, which briefly stated that there is a difference between the awliya of Allah, those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the awliya of the shaitan wal-iyadu billah, or those who are close to the devil, and the differences between them. بإذن الله تعالى نعم
يقول رحمه الله تعالى الأصل الخامس بيان الله سبحانه لأولياء الله وتفريقه بينهم وبين المتشبهين بهم من أعداء الله والمنافقين والفجار يبين رحمه الله تعالى هذا الأصل العظيم التفريق بين أولياء الله وأولياء الشيطان وهو كما قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى في رسالته التي ألفها في هذا الباب وهي رسالة الفرقان بين أولياء الرحمن وأولياء الشيطان وهناك فارق واضح بيان جلي لمن هو مستحق لولاية الله عز وجل ومن هو من أعداء الله سبحانه وتعالى ويتظاهر بالولاية وذكر الشيخ رحمه الله هذا الأصل لأن كثيرا من المشركين من دعاة القبورية دعاة الشرك وعبادة القبور والأضرحة والمشاهد عبادة ما يسمونهم بمشايخ الطرق الصوفية وغيرهم قد لبسوا على الناس في هذا الباب فزعموا أنهم أولياء الله وغرسوا في أذهان الناس أن الولي ينبغي أن تصرف له العبادة وأن يسأل من دون الله عز وجل بل أعطوا الولي صفات الله سبحانه وتعالى بما يسمونه من الكرامات ولا شك أن أهل السنة يؤمنون بولاية الله سبحانه وتعالى ويؤمنون بالكرامات لكن الولاية عند أهل السنة والجماعة هي ما سيأتي بيانه مما كان سائرا على كتاب الله على سنة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أما ولاية هؤلاء حقيقتها أنها عداوة لله ولاية للشيطان وليست ولاية للرحمن
Sheikh Hafidhahullah continued by saying in this fifth foundation Sheikh al-Islam rahimahullah mentioned by saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have told us and have showed us the difference between the awliya of Allah, who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the distinction between them and those who look like them from the enemies of Allah that are hypocrites, wal-iyadu billah, and sinful. That are hypocrites and sinful. So he showed us, rahimahullah, in this foundation, the distinction between awliyaullah and awliya'u shaytan. As Sheikh al-Islam mentioned in his message that he put regarding that a chapter and titled it Al-Furqan, the criterion between awliyaullah and awliya'u shaytan. There's a clear difference here and a huge distinction for those who are worthy to be awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who are actually the enemies of Allah and claiming to be upon wilaya. As the Shaykh Hafidhahullah mentioned this foundation, because so many of the people of shirk were upon polytheism, those who are calling to the graves and the likes, and those who are calling to the worship of the so-called the mashayikh of the different Sufi sects or ways, and other than them, have deceived the people in this chapter or this matter and claim that they are the awliya of Allah. They actually went as far as changing the minds of the people that the wali is the one that worship must be made for instead of Allah, wal-iyadu billah. And went as far as giving the wali the attributes and the characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what they claim to be karamat or signs or miracles of that particular individual. And no doubt, people of Sunnah believe in the wilayah of Allah, and they believe in the karamat, in the signs and miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But wilayah to the people of Sunnah and Jama'ah is what we're going to clarify later bi'idhnillahi ta'ala in accordance to the book of Allah and the Sunnah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for the wilayah of those that claim to be upon wilayah, reality of which is an enmity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and wilayah to the shaitan, and it's not wilayah to the most merciful, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now,
ثم قال رحمه الله تعالى مبينا حقيقة الولاية بقوله رحمه الله ويكفي في هذا آية في آل عمران هي قوله تعالى قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله وآية في المائدة وهي قوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم وآية في يونس وهي قوله ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. بينت هذه الآيات من هم أولياء الله حقيقة. فآية آل عمران تسمى عند أهل العلم آية المحنة، كما قال الحسن البصري رحمه الله ادعى قوم محبة الله وولايته فامتحنهم الله بهذه الآية، فإن كانوا فعلا يحبون الله فإن أعظم علامات محبة الله عز وجل هي اتباع النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، اتباعه في هديه، اتباعه في طريقته، اتباعه في الدعوة إلى توحيد الله عز وجل، اتباعه في جميع ما يأمر، وطاعة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من طاعة الله سبحانه وتعالى. ومن أراد أن يحوز محبة الله عز وجل فإنه يجب عليه أن يتبع الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام، ولا يمكن اتباع الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام إلا بالتعلم، متابعة الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام مقترنة بالعلم، وكلما ازداد الإنسان علما ازداد الإنسان اتباعا للرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. فنجد أن هؤلاء عبدة القبور والذين يدعون الولاية هم من أبعد الناس عن العلم وأغرق الناس في الجهل. لما كان هذا حالهم كانوا من أشد الناس بعدا عن اتباع الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام، فلما كانوا بعيدين عن متابعة الرسول إنهم ليسوا بأولياء الله سبحانه وتعالى، إنما هم أولياء الشيطان. ذكر في الآية الثانية آية المائدة جملة أيضا صفات أولياء الله سبحانه وتعالى.
Sheikh Abdullah continued by saying, then Sheikh al-Islam rahimahullah mentioned clarifying the reality of what is wilaya by mentioning three ayat, the first of which is in Surah Ali Imran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the believers by saying, say, if you truly love Allah, so follow me, meaning follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will love you. And that's Surah Imran verse 31. Also mentioned the surah or the ayah from Surah Al-Ma'idah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, whoever apostates from you away from his religion, or whoever apostates in his religion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about people that he loves and they love him, till the end of this ayat, which is Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 54. Also, the Shaykh Abdullah mentioned the ayah from Surah Yunus, which is in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily, that the awliya of Allah, there's no fear upon them, and they are not to be saddened. Those who have believed, and they were upon taqwa. Surah Yunus, verse 62. After mentioning this ayat, the Shaykh Abdullah mentioned, in Surah Ali Imran, in the first verse that we just mentioned, that ayah is mentioned, is actually called by the people of knowledge as the ayah of testing, or ayat al-mihna. As Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah, mentioned, that some people have claimed the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being upon wilayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah tested them with this verse. So if they truly were loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is from the greatest relationships to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the greatest, rather, indication that you following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his guidance, in his methodology, and in his tawheed or monotheism of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in everything that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have commanded with, and obeying the messenger rather sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is from obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever wanted to get the love of Allah, it's a must upon him to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's not possible to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam except by educating oneself or learning the knowledge and following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is only can be attained by attaining the knowledge. In other words, the more knowledge the believer have through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the revelation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more following he is or she is will be upon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find, for example, that those who worship the graves and those who claim wilayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the furthest people away from knowledge and the most people, or the drownest, in other words, the ones that are the deepest in ignorance, wal-iyadu billah. So since this is their condition, they have become the furthest away from the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And since they were far from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have become also the furthest away from following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they are not the awliya of Allah, but rather they are the awliya of the shaitan. And in the second ayah, as the Shaykh said, Hafidhahullah, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, that we're going to go about now, the Shaykh, Hafidhahullah, or Allah rather, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, mentioned so many attributes and characteristics of the awliya of Allah. Now, Shaykh Ma'ana.
أقول وأما الآية الثانية وهي آية سورة المائدة فقد ذكر الله عز وجل جملة من صفات أولياء الله سبحانه وتعالى حين قال فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه وهذا فيه إثبات صفة المحبة لله سبحانه وتعالى من صفات هؤلاء الأولياء أنهم يحبون الله يقدمون محبة الله عز وجل على محبة النفس على محبة كل شيء من صفاتهم أنهم تواضعون لأهل الإيمان وعندهم عزة على أهل الكفران وأنهم يقدمون أموالهم وأرواحهم لله عز وجل وفي سبيل الله من صفاتهم أنهم لا يخافون في الله لومة لائم يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر والمهم عندهم هو رضا الله سبحانه وتعالى وأما آية سورة يونس ففيها أشمل وأبلغ تعريف للولي إن قال الله عز وجل في جزاء وثواب أولياء الله ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون لا يصيبهم خوف يوم القيامة ولا هم يحزنون حيث يكونون من أهل الجنة من هم أولياء الله عرفهم الله عز وجل بأعظم تعريف فقال الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون جمعوا بين الإيمان بالله وبين تقوى الله سبحانه وتعالى حيث يعبدون الله ويعملون بأمره على نور من الله عز وجل يبتعدون عن معصية الله خوفا من عقاب الله على نور من الله سبحانه وتعالى هؤلاء هم أولياء الله سبحانه وتعالى أما غيرهم فإنهم ليسوا بهذه الصفات فأولياء الله عز وجل في مقدمتهم الأنبياء والرسل أما هؤلاء الصوفية فإنهم يقولون أن الولاية غير النبوة بل يجعلون الولي فوق النبي وأعظم من النبي والرسول ما قال قائلهم مقام النبوة في برزخ فويق الرسول ودون الولي يعني مقام النبوة عندهم في مكانة فوق الرسول ودون الولي معنى أن الولي أعظم عندهم من النبي من الرسول بل هم أعطوا هؤلاء الأولياء صفات الله سبحانه وتعالى ما يفعل الصوفية والرافضة وغيرهم حيث جعلوهم يعلمون الغيب يتصرفون في الكون بل يحيون الموتى وجعلوا سحرهم سحر الكهان من الكرامات والمعجزات فهذا الذي يحذر منه الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى في هذا الأصل وهو أمر لا شك أنه انتشر في كثير من المسلمين من سلك هذه المسالك المبتدعة الضالة سيأتي أيضا بيان ذلك في كلام الشيخ رحمه الله.
الشيخ حفظ الله continued by saying, as for the second verse from Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given us a collection of the characteristics of Awliya'ullah. As he mentioned in the ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come about with people that he loves and they love him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in it, it is confirmed the attributes of love between Allah and the awliya and his awliya. Also from their attributes, as the ayat continued that I did not mention in whole before, that they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they bring the love of Allah above and beyond their own selves and everything else from the creation of Allah. Also from their attributes of awliya'ullah, that they are so humble to the people of Iman and they have great honor above and beyond the people of disbelief. Also, from the attributes of awliya of Allah, that they are so willing to give their wealth and their souls for the sake of Allah. Also from the awliya, or from the attributes of awliya of Allah, that they are never fearful regarding the blameworthy or the blame of anybody for the sake of Allah, but rather they will command with good and forbid the evil without fear of any repercussions whatsoever. As for the second verse in Surah Yunus that was mentioned, or the third verse in this case that was mentioned from Surah Yunus, as the Shaykh Abdullah continued by saying, it has the most comprehensive and the best definition for who is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the reward for the awliya, and he said, verily, the awliya of Allah, there's no fear upon them, and they are never to be saddened. Meaning, that on the day of judgment, there's no fear, they will not face any fear, because they will be from the people of the paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defined them by saying, those who have believed and they were upon taqwa. So awliya of Allah have gathered between iman and taqwa. They worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and act upon his commands upon a light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they stay away from any sin out of fear from the punishment of Allah upon a light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the awliya. As for other than them, they're not upon these attributes or characteristics. One thing you have to keep in mind, the awliya of Allah, the best of which are the prophets and the messengers. But the Sufiya claim otherwise. They say, al-wilaya is a level between prophethood and messengerhood. But rather they go as far as making it greater than the status of prophethood by saying the status of prophethood is in a position above the messenger and below the wali. Wal-iyadu billah. Meaning that the wali to them, to the Sufiya, is greater than the messenger. They went as far as giving the wali or awliya some of the attributes of Allah, as when known amongst the groups of Sufiya and Rafida and other than them. They claim that the wali knows the unknown and runs the affairs of the universe. But the wali, and went as far as saying that the wali has the ability or the capacity to bring the dead back to life. They made their magic, which is same as the magic of witches, wal-iyadu billah, and sorcerers, equal to signs and miracles. And this is what the Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah was warning about in this foundation. Is no doubt that these kind of beliefs are widespread among so many of the Muslims. And whoever takes this path, it will take them and misguide them away from the Sunnah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this will be clarified even further in the statements of Sheikh al-Islam Muhammad Abdul Wahab. Now.
قال رحمه الله تعالى بعد ذلك ثم صار الأمر عند أكثر من يدعي العلم وأنه من هداة الخلق وحفاظ الشرع إلى أن أولياء الله لا بد فيهم من ترك اتباع الرسل من تبعهم فليس منهم. بيّن رحمه الله تعالى في هذه الفقرة انقلاب المفاهيم عند هؤلاء الضالين من الصوفية والرافضة وغيرهم في مفهوم الولي، وهذا أمر يحكيه الشيخ عن من عاصرهم قرأ كتبهم، وهو لا شك أنه موجود الآن، فإن من عقائدهم في الأولياء أنهم يصلون إلى مرتبة يسمى عندهم بمرتبة اليقين، ما في قول الله عز وجل واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. معنى اليقين في هذه الآية والموت، يعبد ربك حتى يأتيك الموت، إن العبد مأمور بسلوك طاعة الله عز وجل، السير على هدي رسول الله إلى أن يتوفاه الله، كما قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام إن كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة، فهو مأمور بالتوحيد والطاعة إلى أن يموت. أما هؤلاء الصوفية فإنهم يعتقدون أن اليقين مرتبة ومنزلة إذا وصلها الولي عندهم إنه تسقط عنه التكاليف فتصبح العبادة عليه غير واجبة، ولا تكتب له إلا الحسنات، فإن فعل الفواحش السيئات، ترك الصلاة، ترك طاعة الله عز وجل، فإن هذا لا يضره ما دام أنه وصل إلى هذه المرتبة. حتى قال قائلهم ملك الحسنات يكتب وملك السيئات لا يكتب. إذا وصل هؤلاء الصوفية إلى منزلة يعتقدون أن العبادة ليست واجبة عليهم وأن السيئات لا تكتب عليهم، لا شك أنهم يكونون من أفسق الناس وأفجرهم، ما بالك بعبد يعتقد أن السيئات لا تكتب عليه؟ هذا يجترئ على محارم الله عز وجل. لذلك تجد في كرامات هؤلاء الأولياء، كرامات هؤلاء الصوفية، يقولون عن الولي أن من كراماته أنه لا يصلي، بمعنى أنه وصل إلى مرتبة تسقط عنه الصلاة. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يقوم الليل حتى تتفطر قدماه، وهو سيد الأنبياء والأولياء. يقول عائشة ألم يغفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر، فيقول يا عائشة أفلا أكون عبدا شكورا. وتركه هؤلاء لاتباع الرسل أيضا من جانب آخر، حيث يعتقدون ويؤمنون بالمكاشفة. معنى المكاشفة عندهم أنهم يأخذون الدين مباشرة عن الله، لا يحتاجون إلى الرسل. لأنهم قسموا الدين عندهم إلى شريعة وحقيقة وظاهر وباطن. الظاهر هو الذي يأتي به الرسل، أما الباطن فلا يعرفه إلا هؤلاء الأولياء. أولياء الله على الحقيقة هم من اجتهد في طاعة الله وتقرب إلى الله حتى بالنوافل، كما في الحديث القدسي: ما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب مما افترضته عليه. لا يزال يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه. هذا هو الولي على الحقيقة، فلا تسقط عنه التكاليف، ولا يخرج عن طاعة الله. ذكر شيخ الإسلام أن من نواقض الإسلام الاعتقاد أن العبد يسعه الخروج عن شريعة الله كما يعتقد هؤلاء الصوفية. نعم.
أن من نواقض الإسلام أن العبد يعتقد الخروج
عن طاعة الله، أنه يستطيع الخروج عن شريعة الله.
اللهم عافنا وعافانا. صلى الله عليه وسلم عافية. أول شيء حفظه الله، continued by saying الشيخ الإسلام رحمه الله محمد بن عبد الوهاب continued in that sixth foundation or fifth foundation by saying, so became amongst the majority of those who claim knowledge the belief that the awliya are the ones that will guide the creation and preserve the sharia, that the awliya of Allah are not harmed by leaving off following the messengers and the prophets, but rather who follows the messengers and the prophets is not from the awliya. Allahumma sta'an. So Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah showed us how the understanding was so reversed by these misguided followers of Sufiya and the like in their understanding of who is a wali. This is a matter that the Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab is telling us from what he went through in his time and from what he read from their books, and is no doubt is still existing to our present day and time, from their beliefs that the awliya, from their false belief that the awliya will reach a status that they call the status of yaqeen, martabat al-yaqeen, or the status of certainty, referring to the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and worship your Lord until yaqeen comes to you. Yaqeen or certainty here is actually death, meaning that you have to worship your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala until death comes to you. So every servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanded to be upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being upon the path of the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until death comes to him by the permission of Allah. As we know from the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if the last of your speech, if the last of the speech of the servant of Allah is La ilaha illallah, he or she will enter the paradise. So the believer is commanded to be upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the last breath. But they, those who are upon misguidance, believe that certainty or yaqeen, once their wali reaches that point, then all of the obligations of Islam have fallen off of him. Wal'iyadu billah. He or does not have to worship Allah anymore because it's not an obligation upon him anymore. Even sins are not written upon him anymore, even if he leaves off salah, zakah, and all of the obligations of Islam. And leaving off the obligations of Islam will not harm him in any shape or form because he have attained this status. To the point, some of them have said regarding that status that they claim falsely, that the angel of good deeds will keep on writing, and the angel of evil deeds or sin will stop writing or will not write no more. So if one of those Sufiyya and the likes of them reaches that point, they believe that they have reached a status, wal'iyadu billah, that indicates nothing to the people of Sunnah except that they have become from the most wicked of the people. What do you think, O believer of Allah, of a servant that believes that sin is not going to be written for them anymore or upon them? This is an audacity upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why they believe that it's from the signs or the miracles of the wali, once he reaches that point, that he does not pray no more. Meaning that he have reached a point where it's not an obligation upon him anymore to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or perform salah. Even though the Muslims know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to stand up the night until his feet split open, or the skin on his feet split open. And Aisha radiallahu anha used to tell him, didn't Allah forgive your sin previously and in the future? Or did Allah forgive all of your sins before and after? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to answer her by saying, should not be a thankful slave. Should not be a thankful slave. So these deviated groups, by leaving off the following of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam from one way, they also believe wholeheartedly, in addition to that, by something called al-mukashafa. Al-mukashafa means that they take the religion, they can take the religion directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any need for messengers or prophets. Because in their belief, they have divided the religion of Allah falsely to Sharia and Haqiqa, to a legislation and reality, as well as to what is Dahir and Batin, to what is outwardly known and what is hidden. So they say al-Dahir, or what is outwardly known, is what came from or came via the messengers and prophets. And what is hidden is only known to the awliya, to their so-called awliya. In reality, awliya did not strive, cannot be awliya without striving upon the obedience of Allah, even with optional actions beyond all of the obligations. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the well-known hadith al-Qudsi upon the tongue of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is nothing more beloved to me that my slave can do to get closer to me than what I have made an obligation upon him. And my servant will keep on trying to get closer to me with so many optional actions beyond the obligations till the end of that hadith. In other words, the Sheikh said, Hafidhahullah, that the obligations can never fall off a believer. And a believer can never bring himself or herself out of the obedience of Allah. So the Shaykh mentioned that it is from what nullifies one's Islam that the servant believes that he or she can come out of the Sharia of Allah or leave off the Sharia of Allah. And what it entails now.
نعم بهذا نكون قد انتهينا من هذا الأصل الذي فيه بيان ولي الله عز وجل حقا وصفاتهم وكذلك أولياء الشيطان. في ختام هذا الدرس أنصح بالرجوع لبيان حقيقة الفرق بين أولياء الرحمن وأولياء الشيطان إلى رسالة شيخ الإسلام تيمية رحمه الله تعالى التي ذكرتها في بداية الدرس، هي الفرقان بين أولياء الرحمن وأولياء الشيطان. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا وإياكم أولياء الرحمن، أن يجنبنا الشيطان وأولياءه، أن يوفقنا وإياكم للثبات على التوحيد والسنة. إلى درس قادم إن شاء الله. الله أعلم، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
عليكم السلام وبركاته. بارك الله فيك الشيخ. As the Sheikh حفظه الله, he said by at this point, reaching this point, we have finished this foundation in which it shows us who is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their attributes, as well as shows us who are the wali of the shaitan and their attributes. And in conclusion of this class today, I advise everyone to return to the book of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah that shows us the difference between awliya of Allah and awliya of the shaitan. And that message or that book of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah is the criterion or the furqan between awliya al-Rahman and awliya al-Shaytan. And hopefully some of you who are listening right now can post a translation or tell us where we can find a translation in English too. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep us away from awliya al-Shaytan. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us and you upon the tawheed and sunnah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Anything that I've said that's correct is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that I've said that is not correct is only from myself and or from the shaitan. If there's any corrections, please send it to the Brothers of Markaz al-Tawheed in Sydney or Salafi Lectures Australia or even the Brothers of Maktab al-Muwahideen. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.